From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So you may have heard about a new series we started. It's called the First Listen Series. Last week, we had Andrew Bird. We let you hear his new album online in its entirety. And then we had a conversation with Andrew Bird in which you, in a chat room, joined us and participated in asking questions. Well, we're going to do the same thing with M. Ward. M. Ward has a new record out. It's called Whole Time. And on Monday, the 12th of January at midnight, we'll put the entire album for you to hear online. So come join us. Spend some time with Whole Time, the new record by M. Ward, and then come to npr.org/firstlisten. Let's give a listen to some of M. Ward's new record. This song is called Stars of Leo.
First day of December, that means the beginning of the end. Between the last and the line of an emotional time, and the patriarch of rational men. And I'm overwhelmed at the range of emotion. I can ride in some high lonesome sound. I get so low I need a little pick me up. I get so high I need a bring me down. I get so high, I need to bring me down. And when I'm high above the sea of love with the stars of Leo shining, well, that's a long way to fall into the blue. But it's just a matter of time until I do, yeah. But now I'm under the ground in New York City. I miss the water from the wells back home. And that's exactly what the paper said would happen if I keep on in crowded subways alone. So I try to surround myself with real love. You know the kind that make the wheels go round. I get so low I need a little pick me up. I get so high I need to bring me down. I get so high I need to bring me down. Like when I'm high above the sea of love with the stars of Leo shining. Well, that's the hardest way to fall into the blue. But it's just a matter of time until I do.
That's M. Ward from a CD called Whole Time. It comes out on the 19th of February. You can hear the entire album streaming from the NPR Music website at 11:59 Monday on the 12th of January. Another record in our First Listen series will be Animal Collective. I think this record is their best record, and it shows why this band is making music that is so very different than most. The CD is called Merriweather Post Pavilion, which is named after a music venue not far outside of their hometown of Baltimore. The song's called My Girls. Thank you. Animal Collective, from the CD Merriweather Post Pavilion, which comes out on the 20th of January. We'll begin streaming the entire CD on the 19th of January as part of the NPR music series called First Listen. Go to npr.org/firstlisten for more information and sign up for a reminder notice. NPR listeners picked Bon Iver's album For Emma forever ago as one of the best CDs of 2008. It was number 3, in fact. The CD was officially released around this time last year, and now there's new music from Justin Vernon and his band. There's an EP called Blood Bank. The song Blood Bank was written during the winter he wrote the album For Emma. There are, however, 3 entirely new tracks on this 4-song EP. I want to play you the title track. It's called Blood Bank. Bon Iver. The song and the EP is titled Blood Bank. There's a great, new, relatively straight-ahead rock album that's worth hearing. It's by Heartless Bastards. The band still revolves around the guitar and outstanding voice of Erika Wennerström, along with her classic rock and roll guitar playing. Wennerström went to Austin, got an apartment, and spent a good part of 6 months locked away writing new songs. Then she assembled a new band, and now her new CD is about to be released. This is the lead-off track and also the title track. It's called The Mountain.
Spilled blood on this place, it only echoes through all through the days. And so you peek into the mountain where your desire goes. Oh, 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 having the space to know the way it's coming down, take it on down the line. Oh, yeah. Get on down the line. It's hard to get ahead when the center is bleeding, and they tire out the middle and you send it all the way. Tasteless lead sitting on our tongues, and then we have to work about the ones we love. When you see the smoke that's higher, when you see the smoke that's higher, when you see the smoke that's fire, when you see the smoke that's fire, having the space to know the wind is coming down, take it on down the road. Oh, you feel
Heartless Bastards, the voice of Erica Winnerstrom. The CD is called The Mountain, and it comes out on the 3rd of February. If you read the All Songs Considered blog, you know about our next song and this story. So the other day, Robin Hilton walks by my desk, looks at a bin of CDs, and picks one out of the top. It's a plush red velvet CD box. And he looks at it, sees the name The Bee Gees, and starts singing the song Staying Alive. And he knows I hate that song. And I stopped him right in his tracks, and I said, Robin, that's a great CD. And he looked at me like I was crazy, like a Bee Gees CD that I liked. And that puzzled him. And I told him about this CD. It's called Odessa. The LP Odessa is one of those great concept LPs that came out in the late 60s. There were a slew of them. Another one was by Chad and Jeremy, one called Cabbages and Kings. You might know the Zombies record, Odyssey and Oracle. Anyway, the Bee Gees LP was a wonderful record. It was full of great pop songs, lots of good orchestration, epic, epic record. And it was packaged as a double LP open-up gatefold. It was just great. And now the CD box contains a stereo version, it contains outtakes, it contains a mono version, all in a nice plush red velvet box. Anyway, this is the leadoff track and the title track from Odessa. It's called Odessa, City on the Black Sea. And listen and tell me if you hear a bit of Colin Molloy from the Decemberists about a minute or so into this song, singing about history, the sea, all in an epic setting. It's just wonderful. Anyway, don't forget about our series with M. Ward. Come join us in our chat room. We have more First Listen series coming up, also with Animal Collective. We have a newsletter you can sign up for and keep abreast of all that we're doing. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Ah! next door. They haven't got their dog anymore. Freezing, sailing around in the North Atlantic. Can't seem to leave the sea anymore. I just don't understand why you just moved to Finland. You love that thinker more than words can say. Ask him to pray that I won't melt away and not see your face
without a sign.